পিপাসী পাইলে যেন মতিচ্ছন্ন হয়, মায়াগ্রস্ত জীবের সেই দশা উপজে। Have undergone severe austerities and penances and developed his spiritual consciousness, then he can be free. Not any man with a cigarette thread and ghanta belling is a become a priest. They are all rotten class. In the Christian world, the drunkards, nonsense, woman hunters and their priests. So also in India, any man with a two pies worth sacred thread, he becomes a Brahmin and priest. How the people will be guided? The priest, the exact Sanskrit name is Purohit. Who can puro actually...
Purobhaga thakte pare.
No, not Purobhaga. Yes, Purobhaga. For welfare. By his advice, just like Gargamuni is called, for the advice, future of the child. Vacate his chair to receive a Brahmana, a Purohit. Just like Sudama Vipra, Bet Dwarka. He was poor man, but he was Brahmin. Immediately Krishna left his...
Offered his
chair. Yes. And Rukmini began to fan him. So much respect. Oh, where is that respectful person? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
He received Gargamuni with the feeling of one who is worshipping God or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He offered him a nice sitting place. And when he sat down, Nanda Maharaj offered him a warm reception.
Friends of a Brahmana, of a sannyasi, in the household, in the house of a household, means to enlighten. Mahat vichananam ninam grihinam grihache dinachetasam. The grihastha, they are very crippled-minded. They are satisfied with the family, and they do not know that anything else to do. Therefore, it is the duty of the sannyasi and the Brahmin to go to the householder's home and enlighten them spiritually. Therefore, Purohit. Purasara means in the front, and hit means welfare. One who conducts welfare of the householder. Guru Purohit. Every family must have Guru and Purohit for spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna.
For all advice in family
matters.
In household duties, and are forgetting our real duty of self-realization.
Grihamedina. Apashyato atmatattam griheshu grihamedina. Those who are grihamedhis and do not know anything else except maintaining the family, they are called grihamedhi. And those who are cultivating spiritual consciousness in grihastha life, with family and children, they are called grihasthas. That is the difference between grihamedhi and grihastha. The grihamedhi, they have no aim of life, of self-realization. Apustakam atma-tattva, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Virasanti sahasrata. Self-realization. Virasanti sahasrata. Apustakam atma-tattva. Who cannot see what is the atma-tattva? What is the path of self-realization? Griheshu, griyamedina. Therefore, it is the duty of the sannyasi. Sannyasi does not mean that will beg for fulfilling his hungry belly. Sannyasi means he must enlighten. That is sannyasi in Krishna consciousness. Rajendra, Ninana Shanti Sahasrasa, Apasthadamakatattam Griheshu Griyamedina. This is the Sukhdev Goswami said. That Sutubhyadini Rajendra, subject matter for hearing, Nina, for the human being, Ninana Shanti Sahasrasa, thousands of, just like in the newspaper in the morning, thousands of varieties of news, they will attack. And ask them to attend the Mangalarati for self-realization. No, there is no. You are disturbing. Nonsense. This is your meaning. Griheshu Griyamedina. Vedic culture is that one must rise early in the morning. And even Krishna in his Grihastha life, immediately he rose up. Rukmini was disturbed because woman is nature. And again, immediately taking bath, meditation. This is Vedic culture. And sleeping up to 7, and then unless takes bed tea without washing teeth, and is advanced, you see. And if one is asked to rise early in the morning and wash yourself, take your bathing and attend Mangalarati, this is old way, bhajan nonsense, is it? Griheshu
Griyamedina. Actually, a saintly person or a brahmana has no business visiting householders who are busy in the matter of dollars and cents.
But that is now neglect.
Come.
Oh, thank you.
You came very early.
Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Korila Sasan. It is better remain a fool that is very progressive.
Fools are always steady. Receptive.
When I am fool, I must receive. That the sick section, the sick means you always learn.
Sick.
Sikho.
Yes,
none.
One. Who is expert in the knowledge of the Supreme?
Yes, that is Brahma Janati.
Brahma Janati, yes, so Brahmana.
Yeah.
Brahma Janati.
Brahma Vidang Sreshta, the best of the. Just like. Vijas Sreshta, another name.
Not those born in Brahman family, they are not
done. Brahmananda Maharaj did not know. Who is Krishna?
When did he know that Krishna was really the son of Devi? I think after just now only.
Just now, he disclosed.
Gargiya disclosed Jesus.
Yes. He has given. Bahuni Janmani Atitani Tavasani. Something. And many, many bars before. That is confirmed here.
Just as demigods are always protected by Lord Vishnu, so the devotees of your child will always be protected by Narayana.
Accept that personification.
They do all sorts of
things. Without any advertising, without any... How one can stop this?
Child is very clever. After breaking the pot, he has left his place, fearing punishment. After she saw it all over, she found a big wooden grinding mortar, which was kept upside down. Then she found her son sitting there. He was taking butter, which was hanging from the ceiling on a swing. He was feeding it to the monkey. She saw Krishna looking this way and that way. Very silently spoke to her mind. Krishna, however, almost on the point of crying. He smears his hands over his eyes, anointed with black eye cosmetics. The child saw his mother's face while she stood over him, and his eyes became restless from fear. Mother Yasoda could understand that Krishna was unnecessarily afraid. For his benefit, she wanted to obey his fear. Being the topmost well-wisher of her child, Mother Yasoda began to think. If the child is too fearful of me, I don't know what will happen to me. Mother Yasoda then threw away her stick in order to punish him. Mother Yasoda. She did not know it. Of course, no one devotee never forgets his own position of surrender. Similarly, the Lord also feels transcendental pleasure by submitting himself to the protection of the devotee. This was exemplified by Krishna's surrender unto his mother, Yashoda. Krishna is the supreme bestower of all kinds of liberation to his devotees, but the benediction which he bestowed upon Mother Yashoda was never experienced even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, is never so completely known to the yogis and speculators, but he is easily available to his devotees. Nor is he appreciated as...
penicillin from cow dung, and cow dung actually, yes.
Yes, but I mean, say from soil to various soils.
No, but this particular cow dung is a lot of penicillin there. But that is why even if you have got a septic wound and put on
tuberculosis. In India, yes, the, about 70% of cows are affected,
now
infected with tuberculosis.
Now we are talking something else than what we should talk.
Pardon?
We are talking about the penicillin. Why are you talking about tuberculosis? We were saying that penicillin is there in the cow dung.
Suppose the cow
kicking the place.
No, no, man, slaughter house. When they, it goes to the slaughter house, people are taking.
In India, cows are not suffering as much tuberculosis as they were suffering in America.